This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us here on a Friday?
All right, Joe. This is pretty good here. We could probably just, we don't need to introduce this a whole lot here. Charles Barkley. NBA on TNT. TNT not for long, I guess.
Must watch, though, while it's there.
This was pretty good. Here's Barkley.
I saw a fool idiot on TV talking about the Lakers save the NBA.
Save the NBA?
Yeah. He's an idiot and a fool, but he know who he is. What's his name, Shaq?
Which one are you talking about?
Kendrick Perkins.
Oh.
He said the Lakers. First of all, the Lakers have had a great 2 weeks. He said the Lakers save the NBA season. That's because them fools on the other network, which we're going to be working for the next year, that's all they talk about. Let me tell y'all something.
Tell me something.
And first of all, I want all the smoke. I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard or anything like that.
I don't whistle when I walk by the graveyard. I like that.
Hey, man.
I'm stealing that one.
The Lakers are doing great. Got a long way to go. But the reason the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Y'all just want to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. They're both doing great. Don't get me wrong. If I turn out to be wrong, I got no problem with that. But y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. Y'all don't. The Cleveland Cavaliers have won 12 straight games. The Oklahoma City got the MVP and they are on fire. Y'all are talking about who's in second place. That's the reason I get pissed. Hey, the Lakers are doing great. I don't mind being wrong. The Warriors are doing great. But that's because you fools on other networks, which we're going to become fools next year. We'll be working on that network. But Oklahoma City and the Cavs been balling for 6 months. Y'all talking about teams that had two great weeks.
Come on. I get what you're saying. You went at the whole network.
they talk about the same
stuff. The whole industry.
They talk about the same stuff every single day.
I would have to, but you know,
is there some credit to be handed out here?
Yes. But don't say basketball's only watching now. First of all, between that and this lame-ass LeBron-Michael Jordan debate, which is lame. I've said it for years. The only people talk about LeBron and Michael is people on television who got no talent to talk about anything else. I've been saying that for years. ain't hanging on to the 90s. I've always said LeBron's great, Michael's great. But y'all talk about it all the time and then got LeBron out there posing, talking about he all mad about being the face of the league. But it makes me mad. The Oklahoma City and the Cleveland Cavaliers are the two best stories in the NBA this year. Congratulations to the Lakers and the Warriors. They've had two good weeks. The Cavs and OKC have had six great months.
Okay. Tell us how you really feel. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, Shaq. Tell
the
us
birthday
how you
man.
Feel.
All right.
Shaq's just laughing
one of your
his
favorite rants
off.
Of all time?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I needed it on my birthday.
Shaq just losing it over there, laughing his ass off. Talking about Stephen A. Smith and Kendrick Perkins.
So apparently Stephen A. and LeBron had some words. Solo clip. They kind of had a little something as LeBron was leaving the court. So I don't. By the way, I give Stephen A. a lot of credit. He is one of the few that actually shows up and goes to the game.
No,
and
no, he does.
To the players.
He does.
His the other guy he used to work with, who I think is dealing with some problems at the moment, if I'm not mistaken.
What kind of problems he have?
Skip?
Is he health? I don't know.
No, I think he's got other workplace problems.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know.
Well, just say the damn story. Like, I don't know.
What story? I don't want to accuse the guy, but, you know, he's got some workplace stuff.
All right.
Something along those lines, right?
No, I don't know, right. asked you.
Okay. Anyway,
why don't you say what it is?
I think he's got a workplace problem.
What's that mean? Sexual harassment?
Speaking of that.
No, don't change the topic. What are you talking about? Hey, I love your outfit. You got a nice ass. What is it? What did he say?
I didn't read the details of the lawsuit.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to get me in trouble? Say something about the guy? That's why you need to come back here through your learnings, all right?
That's why I don't do HR.
Yeah.
Can't do the HR
apparently,
stuff.
I email every day. Can Joe take this this thing?
We'll see the new videos with those actors and actresses.
They're good. They're very good.
We're the boss. He's got the new secretary. Jeez, you look good today. What are you doing after work? Well, I was going home to my husband and the kid. Well, before you go home, might be a little raise. You got a little time. I wanted to talk to you about some things.
Usually we just say you're the Jimmy Butler of QAM and they laugh it off, but I think they're serious about you doing
okay.
Those.
All right, so what? What else? You're bouncing
heat,
all over
Jimmy
the place.
Jimmy Butler, by the way. You're not Warriors Jimmy Butler. You're Heat Jimmy Butler. All right. speaking of people that are still on TV, amazingly, Paul Pierce, big fan of himself. Here he is on, I'm not 1,000% sure what this show's called, but here's Paul Pierce.
Personally, I don't mind people saying LeBron is the GOAT. I don't mind people saying that Steph Curry belongs in the GOAT conversation. I mean, I was able to beat Steph Curry in a three-point contest.
I knew he was.
I was able to outdo outdo LeBron in the playoff series. So if you guys want to say
was
that
in high school, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, we're gonna say this about them.
Steph was in high school.
I mean,
you see that picture?
That says a lot about your boy. If these guys are what y'all saying he is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I won this one right here. Steph was in it.
Man,
look, there we go.
He was in high school.
No, he was in NBA. That's an NBA three-point contest. What are we talking about now?
I can't believe
you won,
no, that's
Paul.
Legit.
And I kept my warm-up on.
It's a shame I don't know where that show airs. That's good television. I mean, that guy, man.
You got your shot in, boy. You
no,
are
no, but like.
What does Paul Pierce do that show with? I'm not sure either. Is
I
that
have no
the one
idea.
That he does with Keyshawn and those guys? I don't know.
I just found the clip. I don't know. I just think it's funny that, like,
you know, you're a coward.
Every time
you're the biggest
no, I really don't
coward.
Know about the show.
All this stuff, and you don't know anything.
Well, at least
you didn't read
you
the
and,
legal
you
stuff.
You and Paul Pierce do have something in common, at least.
What?
You know?
I don't know.
You both crapped yourself. That's why Paul Pierce had to leave that game on a wheelchair, isn't it?
Is that what he said? That he did say that.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Hey, man. In fairness to you, you played through.
I told you that, and you can't let it go. You're like a
through.
Little kid. You bring it up every
that.
Day. It was 3 days ago
right.
It happened.
Two more for you here real quick. We'll wrap it up.
Everybody craps himself at least once, too, just for the record. It's happened to everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, I was with two of my sister-in-laws last night, and I'm not going to say their names. They both crapped themselves. And last night I was with them, and they had heard about mine. They go, can we tell you something? And they go, it happened to both of us. Like a few days apart. And I went, wow, that stomach stuff's going around, man.
I'm sure they'll appreciate you bringing that
up. I didn't say their names. I didn't say Michelle and I didn't say Carla. What do you got?
Wow. All right. We haven't covered this yet. We will start to cover this.
Good morning to my favorite nurse and teacher.
Have you seen any of the stuff about Firefest, too? Remember Firefest?
Yeah.
They had the documentary.
Yes.
That guy got famous.
Right.
Anyway. Firefest 2 is supposedly happening here. This guy, Billy McFarland, he spent 4 years in prison. Now that he's out, I know you cringe there. Yeah, 4 years in prison is not ideal. He's trying to do this thing again here. And he apparently had some island in Mexico that he had booked.
Oh.
They reached out to the island in Mexico. They said they had never heard of him. He also has claimed, now he's selling tickets to this event, and he also has claimed that he has a bunch of artists lined up. Despite the fact that he won't name any of them as of this moment. But we did have one surface here, Joe. One person admitted that they are part of the artist roster. None other than Antonio Brown. Apparently will be performing his song that went viral back in 2022.
Yeah, I remember that. He played. Yeah. We got to hear it over here at Hard Rock. He was entertaining one night.
Imagine spending your money to go to that thing.
No.
Hmm.
No.
All right, and our final one here, speaking of spending money, we have a couple of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant debut jerseys that are going to auction here. These will be some of the most expensive items ever sold in the sports memorabilia game here, Joe. This is the first jersey Michael Jordan ever wore on an NBA court in 1984. The jersey Kobe Bryant was wearing was when he played his first NBA regular season game in 1996.
Wow.
These are absolutely incredible items. They show wear. The Jordan one looks like it's signed.
What are we talking, man? Well, give me some. Tease me a little bit. Get me in the ballpark financially. What's it going to cost somebody?
We have an estimate of $10 million per.
God.
Now, this would be not even yeah. close, Joe, to the most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever sold. Do you remember?
Babe Ruth?
Yeah, it was the Babe Ruth called shot jersey.
When I'm not sure, I just say Babe Ruth.
So the Babe Ruth called shot jersey sold for $24.1 million.
We don't know if that's for, you know, I don't know if that was just the movie or do we know for sure that he actually called it?
I think there's debate about that. You were at the game, though, weren't you?
I was there. I was only 12, though. It's hard to remember. Smart ass. All right, hey, we got, I hope you're happy. I hope you're friggin' happy. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We got Omar Kelly going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. You know what? I got my text, the texter flying in here on my phone. And
why? Because you called people out?
No.
Texter Don't says, Harold is right. I've crapped myself driving on Alligator Alley.
Hey, it always seems to happen when there's a place and there's nothing you can do and it just hits you. It just hits you and there's nothing you can do except try to figure out how to clean it up and can you survive the rest of the day. That's all you can do. Baptist Health South Florida, boy, I want to let you know, man, people ask me all the time about the sports medicine program they have. Baptist Health South Florida is one of the tops in the country. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors that take care of the team every day, take care of the teams every day. Yeah, when you start talking about Enter Miami and the Heat and the Panthers and the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, then you talk about 35 of the top specialists in the country, all working together in Dade and Broward County, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand doctors, back doctors, hip and knee replacement doctors now full-time. That's all they do. That's become a popular one. You know, it's amazing. Hip and knee replacement now, you can be back out playing the sports, tennis, playing tennis. It used to be you were done, but not now. You can come back and start playing tennis again. So, hey, Achilles, also a big problem, but I want to let you know, the doctors, they know how to fix it. They've seen it all. And they're going to take care of all of us here in South Florida, whether it's Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables at Hard Rock Stadium next to the training facility for the Miami Dolphins, or it's 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Set up that appointment. Get yourself healthy. Back out playing the team or individual sports you love the most.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.